Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, is co-piloting here this morning and tomorrow morning here on WWGH Radio.
Welcome to Ted Williams Airlines.
Here we are. Yeah.
You know, I have to say, I would love to hear some of America's pilots on the air with their voices when they say, "Good afternoon, everyone. This is your captain speaking." I always think that they would have a great voice.
Oh, absolutely. They, you know, the pilots, that is a very difficult job. They have to pay attention to all the gauges, yeah. Everything. They have so many people's lives in their hands.
Yeah. I look at what is it called? Air disasters. I look at that man and I just wonder, what would I do if I was in a situation where the cabin is on fire for whatever reasons, or if an engine fell off? On that show, they show some of the most obscure situations that these people go through.
Because we're in radio now, and also everything has to be taped. Now, Ted, show the Twinkie box to our camera here.
Okay.
Right here, our little camera here.
Okay.
All right, there's Ted in the Twinkie box, because now the Twinkie...
Ralph, these are not expired yet.
No, they are not expired. So, Ted, open up a Twinkie, tell us how good it tastes.
Okay.
We're going to see how many Twinkies Ted will eat this hour. Now, the guesses are 2, 12, 10, 13, 7, 6, and 8.
And a whole damn box.
Oh, they are full. Snack and Shop, the Hostess Company.
Now, will I be able to answer the question of what they changed the flavor?
fragrance changed, yeah. Too, during World War II.
Yeah, they don't smell as bad. No.
You know, Ted, it was interesting because...
Almost has a texture of cornbread.
Well, give us a bite and tell us what it tastes like.
Okay.
Ted Williams trying the Twinkie on the air. See, they don't do this in Boston. Those pinheads don't know what they're doing.
A sponge. No.
Good Twinkie.
Tastes that. It's not vanilla. I know that. Let me see.
Kind of a cream?
Yeah. It's kind of bland.
A little bland.
Yeah.
Ted needs a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
How do you take your coffee?
Black. I'm going to say something.
Black at the Great White Concert.
No, I take it with a light. No cream, but black with sugar.
Black with sugar. Now, hopefully we'll get that taken care of. You know, when we moved in here, we do have a coffee pot, but I could not locate it during the 10-minute break we had there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a quick break.
Doesn't it fly by?
Yeah.
This is morning radio. Now, if you would like to guess still, because Ted's still working on the first... No, the first Twinkie's still
here. You know what? It's the only difference... I didn't mean to interrupt there, Scotty, because when you're on a roll, you're on a roll, and I love hearing it, because you're very conversational, you're very educational, and informational. Now, what I was going to say, when I was on in the mornings from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m., at three of the urban stations in Columbus, and I worked also in other markets. One of the things that kept me alive was constantly giving time, temperature, and, of course, a big good morning. I think a lot of people need that. Good morning, you know. Good morning, Marion, Ohio. Marion, how you doing this morning?
Here's your time and temperature.
There you go. It's 9:20, and it's 73 degrees here on the 2nd of September, 2021. I'm Ted Williams, along with Scott Anthony.
Oh, man. Now we did it.
Oh, boy. Hang up the phone. Scott Spears, and we're here entertaining the Marion community, giving you the best of what we've got, because you've given us the best of what you have. Marion, I love you. I'm looking forward to becoming a Marion resident. I'm not Bob Nunnally.
Thank goodness.
A big Bob Nunnally.
Big Bob.
Did I ever tell you about that? Yeah, I always tell you about that every time I have the Bob.
No, but it's good. Give us the big Bob Nunnally story.
Yeah, the big Bob Nunnally story. One time I was number one in Columbus. Number one across the board. All demos. And to make a long story short, he heard of me just as much as I heard of his butt. So I'm here in Marion. I think it was a different kind of festival, or maybe it was, I don't know. I was here in Marion, and we were downtown. I mean, we were, no, it was the fair. It was the fair.
I was there for this.
Yes, yes.
It was ugly.
Yeah, yeah. So I go over, and I see Bob Nunnally. I'm very, very in admiration of his professionalism and the fact that he became a big, in more ways than one.
he liked Twinkies.
Oh, without a doubt. He doesn't miss a meal at all, looks like. But not quite as big as Jim Gunnall. Like,
oh, Jim Gunnall. Ted. Get through this, but we're going to talk about Jim Gunnall.
Man, I swear I looked at him the other day. I thought of two things. I thought of, number one, I thought of Jerry Lewis and his ongoing situation. I know that was medicinal that blew that man up. But my God, I personally would not go on the air no matter what kind of numbers I had in the books or whatever. I don't care that much about weather to go from a very slender build guy to looking like the Elephant Man.
Well, this is what's sad, and I've brought this up, and a lot of people take this wrong because I like Jim Gunnall.
I love him.
Jim Gunnall has called in and given us weather reports when there's been blizzards and things, and he'll let us play them on the station. He and Ben Gelber have been the two nicest people to me over the years.
Yeah.
Not Big Bob.
No.
Big Bob don't call and give me any weather report.
Let me get back to the Big Bob story. So I'm here in Marion, his hometown, his turf or whatever. I go over to the area where he was, and I said, hi, Bob Nunnally. And I guess I pronounced his name correctly enough for him to say to me, "You're people who pronounce my name correctly, I'd like to see them dead," or something, he said.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that to me. I said, you big, fat, black, you know, I went from there, you know. Bob Nunnally, if you're listening, let me just say something. Marion loved you or loves you or whatever, man. I don't care about you, but I do admire where you came from.
Yeah.
Nunnally, whatever way you want to say it, he's still big, black, and Bob.
What is his name? Is it Nunnally or Nunnally?
Nunnally.
Nunnally.
Yeah, and you.
Now, is he really in that pantheon where we have to pronounce his name right?
Yeah, he doesn't like people to mispronounce his name, and he'll very much slight them in conversation in the event that they do.
That's a little insight.
Yeah.
To Columbus Television. Now,
Jim Gunnall.
Yeah. Jim Gunnall, and I like Jim, but the problem is Jim, watch him on the television.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's because I don't think it's just a weight issue. I think he's got some kind of medical issue going on.
It is.
And I feel horrible, and I'm telling you, one day he's going to drop right there on the television, and you don't want that.
He's just blowing up. I mean, you don't never see him on a particular broadcast not getting bigger.
No, and I feel horrible because this is a revered man for 40 years in the Columbus, Ohio area. He's still good at his stuff, but he just is not well. And, you know, sometimes you need to sit down and take some time off when you're having a medical issue like that.
Yeah, exactly. Get into a medical facility and that... you know, that helps you with your, or whatever you're facing, health-wise. You know, look at your boy who took some time off, Mike Davis.
Yeah, he's taking some time off right now.
Yeah, he's addressing his issue behind bars, and, you know, Mike I loved as well, you know.
I don't think we're going to see him again.
No, he'll be doing weather from Alcatraz.
Yeah, we're not going to see poor Mike Davis again.
Yeah.
I think he's on that unhirable list.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to bring him in.
The weather forecast for Alcatraz or your Guantanamo Bay weather is brought to you by, Cuba.
That was a steep fall for him.
Yeah.
A very, very steep fall.
Oh, and a very embarrassing. But I was almost like what's his name? Bill Cosby.
Another embarrassing. But he sounded good when I ducked him.
R. Kelly. Pissing on women, you know.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, but you never heard nothing about Elvis marrying a 14-year-old girl.
No, they covered that right up.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could get away with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody knew what was going on.
Even Bill Clinton, you know, got away with those limousine rides with Secret Service that were, you know,
a little shaky.
When he was governor.
Now, those pinheads in Boston guessed six.
Six, okay.
And we've got our friend here in Columbus guessing 10. Now, Ted is only through one.
Yeah.
So not far. Even so.
Yeah, I'm still going.
Still working on the one. Yeah, it's still going. You don't like the ends? You cut off the ends like...
My bread.
Yeah, bread. Like crust.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I can't eat no crust.
26 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open.
I'm ready to go to Stewart's.
Yeah, well, you ain't hungry right now. Yeah. Well, all right. Why did the flavor of the Twinkie change during World War II? Does anybody know why that happened? 740-383-9944. You can get in on the competition this way as well.
Was it cheaper to not get the bananas and stick with the cream or something? It has to do with price.
It was not a price issue, I don't think.
Okay.
But it does have to do with World War II. That's interesting. The flavor of the Twinkie cream changed during World War II. Why did that happen? Maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
I think maybe he can eat 9.
Well, you think Ted can eat 9? Well, I'll tell you what,
girl,
we'll put you down here.
I love your I love your number. 9.
9.
I'll tell you why 9 means so much. First of all, I was born on September 22nd, so I was 9. And then I was named after the baseball player, Ted Williams, and he wore the number 9. So she may be close to where I'm going.
She may be right. Who do we have on the line?
This is Judy C.
Judy C. We got you, Judy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the lovely Judy C. Good night. Good morning. She's like, okay, honey, go to bed.
Judy C. Judy C. in with 9. All right. Anybody else want to get in here?
I see Judy in the morning. I love that name, Judy.
Judy.
Yeah, it reminds me of, who is that? What was his name? The one guy that, Judy.
Howard Cosell.
No. No, it was a guy, what was it, Tony Curtis.
Oh, Tony Curtis.
You remember Tony Curtis?
He was on the show.
Tony Curtis?
Tony Curtis has been on this show.
Damn it, I missed it.
Yeah, he went on to The Great Beyond, He was on at one point. I like Tony Curtis.
He used to always say, Judy. I don't know if that's a good impression of him, but...
You know, he told me a story about Marilyn Monroe and Jack Lemmon. During, what's the movie? Something Like It Hot.
Everybody both impersonated women.
We couldn't tell that story on the air, but it's a good story.
Oh, I bet it is.
Marilyn Monroe and
Jack Lemmon. I love Jack Lemmon. Now, that's my dude.
Good guy. Go ahead, caller.
It was Cary Grant that said Judy.
Oh, was it Cary Grant? Good girl for correcting me.
Yeah, it was Cary Grant. And the reason they changed the flavor was because of the banana rationing.
Bananas were rationed during World War II. You've got it right. That's why they changed the flavor.
Is this Judy C?
No, who do we have on the line?
Trish.
Okay. Do you say Trish or
Trish? Trish.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, nice to talk to you, girlfriend, and thank you, Cary Grant. I don't know why I thought it was Tony Curtis.
Well, they're back in the same...
Yes, ma'am. They're in that era. And who was the Judy he was referring to, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know.
Okay, but you remember that Judy, Judy.
I think it was just a line in a movie or something.
Okay, I'll go for that.
But that's the line that everybody that wanted to imitate him always used.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's where I got it from, and then I thought that might have not been a good Jack Lemmon. A good Tony Curtis. Well, Chris, I love you, and you have a great Labor Day weekend. Yes.
Okay, and welcome to coming to Marion.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Chris. Hey, Chris. Trish.
No, Trish.
Trish.
Okay, he's got me saying Chris.
No, how did I do that?
I don't know. You said I said...
Trish.
Okay, Trish, real quick. Do you like Stewart's? Stewart's root beer?
Oh, yeah.
You had to think a minute, huh?
Yeah. I didn't know... I didn't know if he was talking about a person or...
Oh, no. I believe the owner's name is Michelle, but have you been to Stewart's root beer?
Not this season. No, I didn't make it this year yet.
Okay. Well, I'm going today. Nah.
Well, good for you.
Trish.
Strawberry pie. Get some strawberry pie.
Oh, is that their thing? Strawberry pie. Okay, I heard about the chicken wings. I heard about the veal sandwich. Now I'm hearing about the strawberry pie. Get that order ready there, Michelle. Michelle's like, okay, I hope that helps. Bye-bye, Trish.
Who names their kid Krish?
I don't know. I thought you turned Jewish.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But you got me straight. Cary Grant. Judy. You don't remember that?
No,
Oh, I do. But do you remember who was the show where the guy would come out and all he would say was, "I'm feeling mighty low"? Remember that?
Mm.
It was a show back in
that
era.
Which one is that?
Feeling mighty low.
Huh.
I don't remember what that show was.
Feeling mighty low.
Feeling mighty low. Well, see, you do it better than I do it.
No.
You got that deep voice.
Hey, you ever seen a movie called 310 to Yuma?
No.
It's a good, good cowboy picture.
310 to Yuma.
Yuma.
Yeah. Yuma.
Oh, man, it's a good western. If you ever get a chance, look it up.
Now, what is Yuma?
Yuma was a prison down in the west, out in the west. Yuma was like supposed to be the folk prison of, you know, in that era.
Now, Ted, give them a temperature and time update.
Hey, it's 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10 a.m. here on this Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. It's currently 73.5 degrees. And, wow, that's the first time I ever did that one. And it's 68 Celsius, I believe. But I love doing that. 9:31 now, 29 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on this Thursday, September 2nd, 2021.
And if you got the dough, Ted will come in your living room and do that every morning.
Yes.
I'll announce the time for you.
That's right. I would love to do that. Knock on your door.
Who's at the door?
Ted Williams. It's 9:32, 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock.
Get the hell off my porch.
Get off the porch.
Yeah, off.
So we got Judy C. in. Now, Trish got in with the correct Twinkie question.
Yeah, Trish, not Chris. I don't know what
Ooh,
the
have
it looks like your mouth.
Krish.
I was reading your lips, Chris, and
oh,
I was like,
my
God.
Goodness.
You know, what did she tell the doctor to
Where
name that child? Krish.
By the way, bananas were rationed during World War II. Hostess had to come up with a different filling. They switched to vanilla cream, and it was so popular, they never changed back.
I have to say, I was on a good point of view when I said that they were a little too expensive, you know, to continue the banana flavor, but they were rationed. And why were they rationed?
Bananas. I don't know.
I don't know. One of those tropical countries stopped sending them.
Vanilla cream is, I guess, what we would call that.
What I was just saying.
Yeah,
now.
Vanilla cream.
Yeah.
All right, another Twinkie question. Here we go. Let's. How did we get to number five already? Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how long does it take to eat a Twinkie? Now, I mean, you know, what kind of trivia is it? Okay, so far, go ahead.
How did the company come up with the name Twinkie?
I'm going to have to say because it put a big posterior on people, and so they was like, look at that boy walking down there with that Twinkie.
So, but, you know, and Twinkie,
and the
now,
guy's like, shake that Twinkie, girl, shake that Twinkie.
Now, did Twinkie become a pejorative term before or after the actual Twinkie?
Scott's coming up with personal
that's personal trivia. Yeah, it's a little more deep. How did they come up with the name Twinkie? That's what we want to know. Haven't you always wondered that? You're sitting at home and having Twinkies and you're saying, how did they come up with this name? T-W-I-N-K-I-E. How did you come up with the name Twinkie? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz or you can still levy a guess. How many Twinkies is Ted Williams going to eat this hour? And we're already 34 minutes in and we're still at 1.
9:34, 26 minutes away from 10 o'clock, 73 degrees here in Marion, Ohio.
And by the way, if you have a question for Ted, you can also give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We are on the air here.
Good morning, Marion. Good morning.
Good morning. And you have family who lives here, which is very, very nice.
Yeah, I want to say hello to Jakai and to I can't even, Jamon and Jakai.
Now, that's your grandson.
Grandsons.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what area of town they live in?
No. You know, I never thought to ask until I decided to see them, but they were at the skate party, and I love both of them very much, and they've both become very, very good guys.
Jamon and Jakai.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Have to say, they... never mind. I'll leave it alone.
Oh, was there a problem?
No. I was just going to say, the dated black women in Columbus come to Marion, they got two white girls.
Oh, really?
Two white women, yeah.
Well, isn't that interesting? Do we know where they work in town?
Well, no. Maybe not. No, where they work, okay, I know the women work, but...
Oh, this is a bad sign.
Yeah.
We don't know. No. Oh, they're around town.
Yeah, yeah, they're around town, and I'm going to find out now that you mentioned that on our next break. I'm going to give them a call. It's 9:35, 25 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Good morning. It's Thursday, the 2nd of September, 2021.
Now, do they call you Grandpa?
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
Yeah.
Now, how many grandkids do you have at this point?
I have 17 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, what do you do? What kind of grandfather are you?
Well, I'm a lot better than I was a decade ago, but, you know, and I had grandchildren then, and of course children and all. I was somewhat of a, you know, no shame to my game, so to speak. My life's an open book. I was a deadbeat dad, but all my back child support has been paid since this God-given blessing in my life turned my life around, and so I am very, very thankful for some of the things that's happened in this past 10 years. Outside of my sobriety, I've become closer to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I always ask people to pray for me. And I miss my ex-girlfriend. My girlfriend. I miss Kathy very much. She's meant so much to me. And I understand people who lose loved ones or companions or relationships, fiancés, husbands after so many years. I really, really sympathize with them as well. I have a better understanding of one day at a time, a better understanding of relationships, marriages and all. You know, I just miss her, man.
The grieving process is very difficult.
Yeah.
Takes a long time.
Yes, it actually does. I just hope, you know, because there are times, and I must say this, Scott, and I thank you for the vehicle to do so. I value relationships more now, but sometimes I have a tendency to ask God. Now, I've been in a grieving moment where my actual heart hurt so bad from either crying or either just trying to wonder why. And I would have much preferred to go and let her go through this process than to me be living and have to go through this. Now, you know, I'm just one day at a time with that, you know.
But you know, Ted, the reason you're still here is purpose.
Yes.
And it would be...
I'd like to believe that.
It would be a travesty to stop having this purpose, because sometimes you have to go through a lot. Think of a Gandhi and people like that, what they had to go through to get to the divine purpose of their life when they figured out, oh, this is what I was here to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know there is still a purpose left, and, you know, I'm going to... let me see, I didn't bring my wallet. I was going to show you a letter that Kathy wrote 3 days before she passed away. And she wrote it to me to kind of get me into the thought of her leaving. And it looks like she knew she was going to go, you know. And I was like, oh, no, baby, don't write me nothing. You know, I was kind of appalled at the idea that she's writing me a goodbye. And there was one conversation we had during that period, a couple of days before she passed away or whatever, but something I said to her, and she commented back to me, Ted, I've never died before. You know, I was wondering, you know, how is she so at ease with the fact of knowing that or thinking that she's going to leave here or whatever. And so I was asking her, well, how are you so certain that you're going to meet your brother again? And, you know, these were people that passed on before her. And she seemed to be with this idea. See, first of all, the nursing home was trying to prepare her for hospice. And they were trying to tell her, oh, you're going to die pain-free. You have a quality of life, and, you don't have to suffer no more and all this. And, you know. So she was going along with that. Now, I, on the other hand, is hell no, you ain't going out like that. And then she signed the DNR, do not resuscitate. And so she was, like, preparing, and I had no idea it was that serious with her. So one of the things I was saying, well, how do you know you're going to... People were preparing her to, well, when you die, you're going to be with your ex-loved ones. Your loved ones, and you're going to be... heaven's a beautiful place. I'm like, how are you so certain? She said, I don't know, Ted. I've never died before. So when she said that, it kind of... I don't know. Grieving is one day at a time.
Well, and, you know, we all go through it, which is... It's one of those things, much like death, that we all... are going to go through.
Well, when you've been with somebody for 32 years, and You know, it was a hell ride. She was with me when I didn't have a pot to piss in, or excuse the expression, or a window to throw it out of. She cared for me then, and I cared for her as well, in spite of the fact that we both have a lengthy prison and jail records and all. And again, my life's an open book. You know, you can buy a book called The Golden Voice: How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Has Brought Me from the Streets to Salvation. And you know, things are. It's on Amazon. It's one of the first book that I've ever written. I'm supposed to be in the process of doing another, a more of a spiritual book called The Power of Believing. Not completed yet, but when you've been with somebody for 32 years and they loved you when you were nothing, and this didn't really mean anything to her as well, because I'm the same guy that she loved when he was broke and the same guy she loved when he had some money, you know. And we've just been through a lot, and I just miss her, and I thank you.
It's very difficult, but you know, you get through it.
Yeah.
That's it. The only way to go is forward.
Right.
This too shall pass.
It's 9:41, 19 minutes away from 10 o'clock. It's Thursday morning here in Marion. It's the 2nd of September. 2021. It's 73 degrees.
And you're going to be on with Glenn from 10 to noon. Now, you're going to straighten him out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs straightened out.
I love Glenn Noble. It is
Noble.
Coble.
Christian Noble.
Trish is going to like, I'm never going to listen to that station no more because they just mispronounced my name. Not only said Trish, but Chris.
Now, we have a stumper, obviously, here because nobody knows how the Twinkie got its name.
Twinkie, Twinkie, little star, Twinkle, I'm sorry.
That's Twinkle. Oh, Twinkle. Yeah, Twinkie. Now, again, the guesses this morning on the Twinkie eating contest here. Scott has 2, Phyllis has 12, Bob in Columbus has 10, Bob in Marion has 13, Lee's got 7, Andy in Boston's got 6, Ralph has 8, and Judy C. has 9, and Trish is also in the competition for answering the question about the rationing of Twinkies during World War II. Now, call in if you have a Twinkie guess, 740-383-9944. How many Twinkies can Ted Williams eat in the next 17 minutes about here? Or do you know how the Twinkie got its name? 740-383-9944. Or anything else on your mind? This whole school thing in Marion's kind of interesting that, as if you're just tuning in, Ridgedale now has gone to a mask mandate policy because of 85 students, the possibility of having 85 students quarantined, and River Valley will not be in school tomorrow so they can deep clean, and when they return the Tuesday after Labor Day next week, River Valley will now have a mask mandate. So that's 3 of the 5 districts in Marion. Now, does anybody know anything about Pleasant or Elgin when it comes to this at this point? I haven't heard about either one of those schools, but if you know anything, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH.
944, 16 minutes away from 10 o'clock. It's the second day of September 2021. It's a Thursday morning. Good morning, Marion. Good morning. And I want to say hello to over there to the fine people of Stewart's. And my friends over at... I forgot the name of that place. It's Gold.
U.S. Gold.
U.S. Gold. I love them. Good morning, fellas and family over at U.S. Gold. Great place. And you mentioned you heard that right now. You can get 10% off watch batteries. How's that?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, you remember when we were here and we were talking about you running for president. There's a picture in there of that. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. And then when...
president or governor?
Well, I think both at different times. I think president was 2015.
Okay.
And then governor was just this past, like, April or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was such a swell of support. I think people really did want to see you be the governor because, to be honest with you, we got problems when it comes to the governor right now.
Yeah, Governor DeWine.
Governor DeWine, he's got trouble.
Yeah, well. Hey, listen, Governor, not Governor, but President Biden is having some issues now.
Well, as a military man, what do you make of this whole Afghan situation?
We pulled out too soon. I mean, and selling arms to, you know, the enemies and all of that kind of thing is just horrendous, you know, and everybody's, you know, pointing that finger saying in the non-Trump re-election, see, I told you Biden wasn't worth a damn, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what they're saying out there. The opposition's ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. But I don't know. I you know, we.
Is Biden a military man?
His kids were. I don't know if he was.
Okay, okay.
But it is interesting to me that we do this a lot. Vietnam, we pulled out, and what happened? The North Vietnamese came in and took over.
Yeah.
We have not fully pulled out of Iraq yet, but when we tried to pull out, ISIS came in. So why is it a shock that this would happen?
1953, we had the Korean War.
Oh, what a mess that was.
Yeah, yeah.
So it always happens. I don't know why this is shocking.
I served in Korea.
Did you?
Not during that period, but from 1975 through 78, I was up in the, still eating Twinkies, you guys. I was up at the demilitarized zone, up in Camp Casey, which is in the 2nd Division, right by the demilitarized zone. And we used to look over at the North Koreans. North Koreans, for some reason, are taller. You know, they're bigger, they're stronger looking. You know, the South Koreans have that little frail little look, and they have a army that works in conjunction with the United States military training. They work on our military installations, and they're called Katusas, and they pay to get into their army to work and eat out of our mess halls, good food and all that. Whereas on the other side, they're like poor, and they have to serve in what they call the Republic of Korean Army. They're called rock soldiers, and these dudes is like the Marine Corps to Cub Scouts. Really, they literally, the North Koreans are more like a real hard. Some of those Katusas that work in conjunction with our military are too soft for that kind of training and all. These guys, so when you look across the bridge over there and you look at some of the guys that are on, you know, on the line, huge difference, huge. Those guys can break rocks over their heads, you know, and they would, at will, they would come over and love to beat some of those Katusas' army.
Well, North Korea is a very volatile area.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't seem like South Korea has this volatility.
No. We serve over there. But if we were ever, as a active force, leave Korea, South Korea, you think about chaos, you think about leaving Afghanistan and all these places, Korea would be, that would be the flip.
Well, what is going on up there in North Korea? They've got that Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, yeah. The, I mean, it's, even when they had Kim Ha-suk, who was the, it was Park Chan-hee. When he was president, when I was serving over there, ridiculously crazy or dictatorship at its worst and all of that kind of thing.
Is that something that is in the prerequisite to become a president or whatever of North Korea? You've got to be nuts.
Yeah, nuts and cruel and all of those things will fit your resume very well. I look at Idi Amin. I was looking at that the other day. Uganda and Somalia. I mean, no, I'm sorry. Uganda and what was it? Rwanda. Oh, he wiped out a complete race of people.
People are nuts. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Twinkie Scott got the Twinkie name from Twinkie shoes on the billboard.
You know, now, did you Google that?
Yes, I did.
Well, there's no problem with that. We allow the Googling
here.
That's
right.
But you are right. Now, isn't that interesting? The correct answer, they got their name Twinkie from the Twinkie Toe Shoe Company. DeWare drove past... drove past a billboard for shoes made by the Twinkie Toe Shoe Company. He liked the name and shortened it to Twinkies. Hostess Bakeries produce about 1,000 Twinkies every minute.
Yes, shoe tongues.
All right, who do we have on the line?
This is Judy S.
Judy S.
Yes, you go, girl.
Well, thank you, Judy. Yes. How many Twinkies do you think Ted's going to make it through here in the next 10 minutes?
Probably three.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
Judy, thank you.
So we got Judy C. and Judy S.
All right.
Well, Judy. We got that question answered.
Okay, people here's my Cary Grant. Judy. It's 9:50 now, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock, 73 degrees currently with sunshine. And Marion, I love you. Good morning, Marion.
What 50s television show helped increase the popularities of the Twinkie?
The Flintstones, no.
Well, this is a good one. What 50s television series helped increase the popularity of the Twinkie? 740-383-9944. Man with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams, along with us for the ride. Now, Glenn Tobel comes in about 25 minutes. Ted and Glenn have never been together.
25 minutes? I thought he comes in at 10.
Well, the show doesn't start till about quarter after 10.
Oh,
we've got news, weather, and obituaries. So the whole bit. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said that he's going
to
eat 10?
10, yes. Bob in Columbus said he was going to eat 10, but you guess a little. Nobody said 11.
Okay, I'll do 11.
Oh, bless your heart. What's your name?
Sarah.
Now, Sarah, you're out there driving the trains at bus this morning, right?
Every day, all day.
Now, if Ted wants a ride on the transit bus, now he's a veteran and a senior.
Yeah, I'm an old man, Sarah.
We love Sarah. Sarah's doing a lot of...
So what can you swing, Sarah?
Well, you said he's a veteran?
He's a veteran, yes.
Well, he wouldn't have to pay anything.
Oh, man, Ted. Free bus rides.
Wow, is that right?
Oh, you got it. Now, give us the number, Sarah.
Like a VA card?
Do you have a VA card?
Yes.
Yes, give us the number, Sarah.
To the bus?
Yeah, how would he call and get a hold of you to go out of here?
382-9850.
Look at that. Freebie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Sarah.
Hey, how's the bus this morning? Are people on there?
It's been slow today.
Slow? You could ride. You'd be the only one on the bus, Ted.
Me and Sarah.
Going up and down the road listening to WWGH.
Yeah.
The heck no, we're going to listen to Great White, baby.
Oh, see, she loves that Great White.
Great White. Number one when it comes to great music.
You've heard of it, haven't you, Ted?
Yes, I certainly have, Sarah. I did play that record. I recall it. There's not many records that have that title, and yes, I did. It's a great record.
Too.
We'll be back with more of Sarah. Sarah, we love you. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and great riding, or safe
all
riding.
Right, have a good show, y'all.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Look at Ted. You move here to Marion, you can ride the bus for free.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be a show.
Tell you why, I gave my daughter my car, thinking it was going to be of service, great service, and she sold it.
Well, you don't have to be at the beck and call of anybody. You just dial this number.
Yeah.
The bus will show up right here. You live in the city limits.
Yeah.
And they'll take you right along.
I'll be choo-choo-chooing along. 9:53. 7 minutes away from 10 and 20 minutes away from the Glenn Coble Show.
With Ted Williams, the guest.
With Ted Williams. I'm going to be side-kicking it with him. You're going to get me a coffee or something.
I shall. And then Ted and I, from noon on, will be out terrorizing the community in Marion.
That's
so
right. We're stopping everywhere.
You just have to see us out there today. Now, we're going to do something later. I'm going to let people, and Ted will be with us tomorrow morning.
Yes, I will.
With Mary Ellen Withrow from 8 until 1.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing tomorrow is that we're going to go back to, well, we're not going to do this tomorrow, but we're going to go back to the old days of scripted radio. Now, I have 5 scripts. They're only about 15 minutes apiece. But Ted and I are going to do these scripts like they used to do in radio. We've got Ebenezer Williams.
Yeah.
We've got, there's one where Ted will be a pizza shop owner.
Yeah.
And there's one, there's another Christmas one that's not Ebenezer, but it's a good Christmas one. One about Thanksgiving. And then there's one about God, oddly enough. So 5 radio scripts that we are going to record.
Yeah.
And then they're about 15 minutes apiece, and they will air here in perpetuity on WWGH as the throwback to old radio.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
So we will tape those this afternoon.
Radio throwback.
Radio. Well, you know, don't you miss the old... I mean, I like what we do now with talk shows.
Yeah.
But radio used to be scripted. It used to be a very sitcom, drama.
Yeah.
Soap opera started on radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been defined to me as theater of mind.
That's what I love. People, we see each other and we know what it looks like in here, but they don't.
Right.
And I think people are into realism, but you can take anybody anywhere in the world on radio.
Hey, listen, it had, what was 1934, when radio was radio, and Orson Welles, back in the days, had people committing suicide about the aliens coming out and all of that, you know. That's when they had sound effects, all those great things.
It was and radio was really hopping then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what 50s television show helped increase the popularity of the Twinkie? Oh, here's Glenn Noble himself.
My man. How you doing,
Ted's going to be on the Glenn show today. You're not going to want to miss
Coble,
that.
Number one when it comes to radio.
Now, what the heck's that about, Ted? What's number that? Two when it comes
okay,
to radio.
Number two.
I'm number one when it comes to radio.
9:55, 5 minutes away from 10 o'clock, and 15 minutes away from the Glenn Cobalt Show. It's Thursday, and it's the 2nd of September. Hey, what are they getting together for the 9/11 situation?
I honestly, the Popcorn Festival will be going on during that because it's a Saturday this year, 9/11. I really don't know. I know they do some... have done in the past over at the Harding Memorial a flag moment of silence of thing, which I think that's very good.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Harding Memorial?
No.
Well, maybe we'll just stop by today. That's where President Harding's buried right over here.
Oh, that was the president.
He's calling
now. Yeah, it's President Harding on the phone right now here.
No, president.
President WGH Radio, 56 minutes past the hour. What 50s TV show made the Twinkies so popular? 740-383-9944. And all the guesses we've had this morning, really, that leave the state of Ohio, truly. Scott guessed 2, Phyllis guessed 12, Bob in Columbus 10, Bob in Marion 13, Lee 7, Andy in Boston 6, Ralph 11. No, Ralph did 8. Sarah did 11. Judy C. did 9. Judy S. did 3. And Trish is also out there, a winner, because she answered the trivia question correct. Now, what 50s television series made the Twinkie popular? 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour here. Glenn is furrowing his brow and stroking his chin because
and
he
I'm
wants to know.
Still trying to push down another damn Twinkie.
Another Twinkie. Only one so far here.
Out.
Oh, no, Ted. What'd you do?
I pinched my finger on...
on the headset.
On these classic headsets.
they're antique.
Yeah, there you go. They're worth something.
Antique.
This is Storage Wars.
Storage Wars here at WWGH, where the G stands for Golden Voice today.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. Here we go. Let's go to the phones. See what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I heard you talking about the Harding Memorial.
Yes.
Remember, they are working on that.
They're working. What are they doing over there?
I think they're making it look nicer.
Renovating.
Or something.
And do you have a guess on how many Twinkies Ted's going to eat here?
Oh, I'd say 10.
2. And who do we have on the line?
I said 10.
Roger.
Robert.
Roger.
Roger.
Chris and Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome.
They're renovating the old Harding Memorial over there.
Okay. What are they doing? Resituating the body?
Waking the dead over there at the Harding Memorial.
Well, we're a couple minutes away from 10 o'clock, and it's almost time here for Glenn Cobalt. I was going to ask you something there.
What do you think of John Mellencamp? I think he's nuts.
Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah, is that the guy who sings Jack and Diane?
Jack and Diane, but I always think that song is called Dick and Jane.
Okay. I used to like that beat.
Well, how does that song go?
Here's a little ditty about Jack and or Jack and Jill, whatever.
See, we don't
know. Two American kids doing the best they can. Bow, 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 bow. But you know what? There's another song on that album that my girlfriend loved. I forget the name of it.
Diddy is not a cool word, though.
Diddy?
Diddy.
Yeah.
We're doing a little ditty this morning.
That's what Bill Cosby used to say.
Uh-oh. This show was a little ditty.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand ditty.
Jello pudding puffs and ditty. Would you like, young lady, a nice jello pudding pop and ditty?
Well, see, there is a Bill Cosby impersonation.
He knocked him out with ditty and pops.
Well, I don't understand John Mellencamp because he's insane, and I hear today he's in Cambodia with a cult.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the name? Koresh?
Cougar.
Cougar. Oh, Cougar, yeah. I'm thinking about Chris.
Still got Chris.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Nobody knows the 50s television series that made the Twinkie a hit? 740-383-9944. We're going to break
Happy
for Glenn Cobalt. No, that was not in the 50s.
Okay.
It was about the 50s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right.
740-383-9944. The Fonz and Richie.
You know what I want to see? This movie with Robin Williams that he died and went to heaven and he met his wife. under a different person. You know, I don't know. Anybody got any thoughts about that, meeting our loved ones that departed before us, and we die and we go to purgatory, but we go to a middle part of here and heaven, and we get a chance to see some of our loved ones. Does anybody have any thoughts about that, you know?
Give us a buzz here, 740-383.
Yeah, I'd like to hear somebody's thoughts. Reincarnation.
Yeah. What happens when we depart?
What is your thoughts about that?
Of departing. And you can also give those.
Or do you feel like our loved ones are looking down on us and smiling at some of the good deeds we do, in the course of a time that we...
What's the subject today, Glenn?
Dying.
Dying, death.
I'm listening to the voice.
Yeah, you're in the voice today from 10 till 12, and I will be out terrorizing the town from this afternoon. Oh, here we go. Maybe this is a thought on this whole thing.
I need help.
You never know. Go ahead, caller.
Howdy Doody Show.
Oh, you got it. It's the Howdy Doody Show.
Is that right?
Now, here's the thinking behind this. What happened was Twinkie's popularity soared in great part due to Hostess sponsoring the Howdy Doody Show. Hostess estimates that its machinery can fill 52,000 Twinkies in an hour with cream.
It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody. I love ventriloquists, but he was a marionette, wasn't he?
He was. He was Edgar Bergen. No, who was it? No, Bob Smith.
Okay.
Edgar Bergen did Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could see him in his little tuxedo jumping up and down now.
All right, we're about to wrap up this. Boy, they see the morning went fast.
Yeah, it's 10:01.
10:01, and we had all these guesses, and you ate one.
I ate one.
He ate one.
That's only because, okay, you got the camera on. Look what the man brought me. He brought me this before he
brought
me the Twinkie.
But you ate several donuts.
I ate two donuts. But now, mind you, family, if I would have had a cup of coffee, these would have been gone.
Two donuts and a Twinkie. So the winner this morning is our first guest, Scott, who guessed two.
There you go.
And I thought that was a low ball.
Yeah. Scotty, which one? Scott in Columbus?
No, the first Scott who called in this morning. Is the phone ringing?
Okay, Scott, you've got them he gets a Zumbezi Bay.
Well, I guess he does. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I had a sidelight to that, the Judy thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Cary Grant actually never said that. It was associated with him because Larry Storch, comedian, was doing a show, and Judy Garland walked in, and he looked at her, and with the imitation, Cary Grant's voice, he said, Judy.
Is that right?
So Larry Storch said it.
And it just stuck.
Yeah.
But Cary Grant never actually said that in any movie.
Didn't utter a moment of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just weird. A weird thing.
That's a beautiful thing that you gave us that much thought on that trivia.
Hey, thank you.
I'm a Googler.
We like a Googler.
Okay. Now you have your good Twinkies. How many have you had? At least four yet? I think you're going to eat four.
No, Mommy, I only ate one.
Oh, my goodness.
It's depressing.
I'm so sorry.
You got to get busy.
Yeah, as soon as Scott gets me some coffee.
You got to leave room for stewards, I think. You gotta.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm looking for.
Well, what happens when we pass away, Tris?
I plan on going to be with God.
There you go.
Jesus face to face, and like that song says, I can only imagine if I'll even be able to speak.
That's right.
Let me ask you, Judy. I mean,
Trish.
Let me ask you. Do you think your loved ones who've departed now are looking down on you?
I do, but see, I just recently. I hate to start this because I know I'll cry.
I know. Please don't. Really? Please don't. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from.
Okay, thank you.
I go a few days and I'm fine. And then one little thing, and I see something.
Yes.
See something he did or hear something.
Yes.
Break down and cry.
I know, baby.
I've gone 3 or 4 days not crying.
I know, I feel you. I tell you what happened to me real quick. I was watching a video that she shot of me dancing, and while I was watching it, I heard her voice in the background say, "Get it, Ted, get it." And she laughed and everything, and I heard it, and I just lost it.
Yeah, I...
Well, I love you. Just keep me in your prayers.
Yep.
And I'll keep you in mind.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Trish.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. And that's going to end the first 2 hours this morning. Ted will go along with Glenn Coble, and then we've got Swap Shop today, too, by the way, from 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 to 3, and Ted and I will be out probably at Stewart's Root Beer at some point today, yeah. And some other stops along the way, so it's going to be a day here in Marion. But Scott is our big winner with two. Scott, you'll have to call in and tell us how many Zumbezi Bay passes you wanted. Call Glenn at 10:15 and let him know. 740-383-9944 for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and you're listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. We'll get you the pizza in 30 minutes or less.
It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Lloyd E. Garner, age 86, of Marion, passed away at Marion General Hospital on Tuesday, August 24th. He is survived by his sons, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, and sisters-in-law. Friends and family may come to honor Lloyd's life on Tuesday the 7th from 5 to 8 at the Boyd Funeral Home, 122 West Columbia Street. A funeral service will take place on Wednesday the 8th, starting at 11 at the funeral home, with Pastor Tom Beckel officiating. A burial will follow the service at Pleasant Hill Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at Boyd Funeral Home.